Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie joins us to tell us what we can watch. I'm Kat, I'm ready, I'm all ears. Let's find out what is on the big screen and the little screen this week. Susie, shall we start off with the little screen?
G'day Kat, let's do it. So I've got The Midwich Cuckoos, which is coming out this week on Sky.
So this is a Sky original, straight from the UK. What happens?
So it's set in the fictional town of Midwich. The story begins with the women of Midwich falling pregnant, no matter their status as single or married or whatever. This unexplainable occurrence only gets weirder when the children are all born at the same time and don't resemble their birth mothers. The people of Midwich soon begin to realise that these children are not quite like other children.
Is it a horror movie?
It does sound like a horror movie. It's actually a sci-fi drama, and it's adapted from the book of the same name, which was written in 1957 and then was adapted into a film in 1960. So this is an updated modern look at that sci-fi drama.
The tone of it is definitely horror, though. Let's listen to a snippet from the trailer. You'll see what I mean.
Since 9:47, we've had a complete blackout. No communication in or out.
The way that I felt right after, I couldn't put it into words. It felt like I was visited.
I can feel life growing inside me.
Whether we like it or not, we are all in this together now.
So this is a story that has been adapted many, many times.
Yeah, it is. After the book was released, a movie was made called Village of the Damned, and then that did well, so they did a sequel, and that was called Children of the Damned. They were pretty, you know, well-received movies. So in 1995, a remake of the movie Village of the Damned was made. So less based on the book and more based on the movies from the 60s. This time, it was set in the US and it starred Kirstie Alley and the Superman Christopher Reeve. Mm. Actually, it was his last role before he was paralyzed.
So it started in the 60s in the UK. The US made a couple of remakes. Then it's kind of gone back to the UK, and the filming for this began last May?
Yeah, so filming began for this series in London last May, but it had to take a little break because of a little thing called COVID. Somebody tested positive within the crew, and that actually was a problem in London with other productions like Bridgerton, House of Dragon, and Matilda. They all faced problems of having to shut down. But filming did resume for The Midwich Cuckoos, and now the 8-part series is ready for our viewing pleasure.
Let's jump out to the cinema. One for all the family, I think. A character that we have known for many years is back on the big screen.
Yeah, this one's in cinemas and you can catch it anytime this week. Every hero deserves their origin story to be told, and honestly, Buzz Lightyear is no different. He's from Toy Story, if you don't remember. The story is that of the astronaut and space ranger that would then go on to inspire the toy of Buzz Lightyear that we see in the Toy Story franchise.
Okay, Toy Story hitting our screens in 1995, if that doesn't make you feel a little bit old. Let's have a snippet from the trailer of this one. This is Lightyear, out at cinemas this week.
Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 3901. After a full year of being marooned, our first hyperspeed test flight is a go.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
You were narrating again.
I was not. Just doing the mission log.
You do know no one ever listens to those.
I know that. Narrating helps me focus.
Ready, Captain Lightyear?
Ready as I'll ever be, Commander Hawthorne.
This is exciting. A new adventure.
I'm going to grant you 4 minutes to be off planet, but then you come right back to us. To infinity.
And beyond.
So overall, the synopsis of this one, the origin story, is what exactly, Susie?
So after spending a year marooned on a hostile planet, Buzz tries to escape through time and space to get back to Earth while also confronting a threat to the universe's safety. Chris Evans is the voice of Lightyear, and the evil Dr. Zurg is voiced by James Brolin.
Definitely one for the whole family to enjoy. Thanks very much, Susie, for telling us about Lightyear at the cinema this week, and also The Midwich Cuckoos, which is available on Sky Show. If you would like to find a 7-day code to enjoy Sky Show, for free for 7 days and binge your heart out, jump onto our website where you'll also find this podcast, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.